Welcome to today's Living Word for May 1st, 2024. I'm TJ Gentry. Please join with me in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. We're continuing through the Gospel of John. Today we're going to look at the first 8 verses of John chapter 3. This is where Jesus has a conversation with Nicodemus, a very important person in Scripture, one of the Sanhedrin, the ruling group of the Jews who was favorable to Jesus. He, along with Joseph of Arimathea, were important. These are men I believe we will see in glory. But this is the beginning of the teaching that Jesus gives that leads us to John 3:16, that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe in him would not perish but have everlasting life. You have to understand Nicodemus's mindset. So he, on the one hand, was seeing Jesus do amazing things and had a sense that Jesus must be from God. We're going to see that in a minute when we read the text. But on the other hand, he was very ethnocentric in his understanding of salvation. He wasn't sure what to make of John's baptism. He understood that the Jews were an elect people, but that they would have this Messiah. And quite frankly, though Nicodemus is a lead teacher in Israel, he's in the dark. And Jesus is going to bring light to him. One more thing before I read the text. So you'll remember at the end of chapter 2 we had that transitional group of verses, those 3 verses where Jesus distinguishes between external faith, those who believe only because of miracles, and internal faith, that it's really about the heart and faith has to be deep. Nicodemus is an example of one who's on that journey to deeper faith. So let's look at the text. This is John chapter 3, verses 1 to 8. And then we're going to draw out some points about seeing the kingdom. John writes, "There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, 'Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him.' Jesus answered and said to him, 'Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.' Nicodemus said to him, 'How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born?' Jesus answered, 'Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I said to you, you must be born again. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but cannot tell where it comes from and where it goes. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit.'" And thus far the reading of God's Word. So Jesus is emphasizing here to Nicodemus that unless you're born again, you can't see the kingdom of God. Now let's think about what Jesus does to explain this to Nicodemus, because the conversation, it's a bit sharp at times. There's some correction of Nicodemus, but Jesus is also laying out how to see the kingdom. In other words, he's in Nicodemus's context in particular, and then by principle throughout the New Testament, he's laying out the steps to seeing the kingdom, to being born again. So in verses 1 to 2, Jesus shows us here by this context that John gives us that to see the kingdom, well, it begins with taking a step based on incomplete knowledge. Nicodemus knew that Jesus had to be from God in order to do these things. So Nicodemus was seeing beyond the miracles. He saw the miracles, But he knew that in order for Jesus to do these things, he had to be a teacher from God. Now, Nicodemus is thinking at this point, most likely, that Jesus is an amazing rabbi, but he's just another rabbi, a very important rabbi, but kind of a peer to Nicodemus. And when Nicodemus says that we know that you are a teacher, he's most likely referencing those among the Sanhedrin, the rulers of the Jews, who were favorable to Jesus. Many never concluded that Jesus was a teacher from God. They concluded he was a teacher from Satan. They were wrong, but Nicodemus and others, Joseph of Arimathea, very likely, they were favorable. And so he looks at what he's seeing. He doesn't understand it all, but it allows him to take this step. That's why he comes to Jesus by night. Now, you might think, well, he's coming to Jesus by night for fear. He's coming to Jesus by night to get away from the crowds. The text doesn't tell us that, but we do know that he took what opportunity he had based on what knowledge he had, and he went to Jesus. Well, that's how seeing the kingdom begins. It begins with taking a step based on incomplete knowledge. It's a step of faith. It's not faith that knows it all, but it's a first step. And so if we want to see the kingdom, we begin with taking a step based on incomplete knowledge. Then Jesus gets right to the heart of the issue in verse 3. He explains to Nicodemus, no one can see the kingdom unless they are born again, or you could translate that, born from above. Jesus makes very clear in this statement to Nicodemus what is true for all, that if you want to see the kingdom, you must have a new birth from above. You must have a new birth. Now, in Nicodemus' context, that means it's not enough just to be an ethnic Jew. It's not enough that you have the bloodline. You have to have a new birth. And we would say you have to have a relationship of your own with God. And so, before we look at these last verses, 4 to 8, because Nicodemus is confused, let's just consider real quickly again what's been said thus far about seeing the kingdom. Verses 1 and 2, it begins with taking a step based on incomplete knowledge. Verse 3, it requires a new birth from above. To see the kingdom means to comprehend it, to understand it. And to understand the kingdom means to understand its king. And that's another way of saying to be saved, which is to be in the kingdom, spiritual kingdom. Now, it will one day be a physical kingdom, but it's the kingdom of God. It requires this new birth from above. And then, in verses 4 to 8, this is where Nicodemus asks the question that gets a pretty lengthy and sometimes hard to understand answer. Nicodemus says, well, how can this be? I'm old. How can a person, when they're old, be born new? Do they go back into their mother's womb? Nicodemus isn't trying to be a smart aleck, I don't think. I don't think he's trying to talk about something that Jesus said is absurd. I think he's really wrestling with what this means. And Jesus lays it out. He says you have to be born of water and the Spirit. You have to be born of water and the Spirit. Now, in this context, with the what we understand of John the Baptist and what we understand of the ministry of John the Baptist was preaching a baptism of repentance. And then he said, but the one who comes after me, he will baptize with fire, with the Spirit, with the Spirit. And so Jesus is connecting what John the Baptist's ministry was to Israel, and Jesus himself is to Israel. And what John the Baptist signals is you have to repent. And in order to repent, you have to have some faith. Now, God enables faith and repentance in whosoever will. All have that capacity by His grace. Not all will respond to it. But being born of water, I think, is best understood here as not the baptism that's later clearly introduced in the New Testament. The Bible does talk about the importance of baptism later. But in this context, that hasn't been introduced yet. It's John's baptism. And that would have been the connection there. It being born of water had to do with being in repentance. So he explains that to be born again or to have the new birth, which is from above, it's preceded by repentance and faith. And then Jesus said it's a work of the Spirit. That's the being born of the Spirit. So repentance and faith, that's born of water and the Spirit. That's when God regenerates. So when Jesus says these things, and he talks about how that which is born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is Spirit, he's distinguishing between two parts of coming to him. He's distinguishing between two understandings of what it means to be right with God. Just because you have the flesh, the line of the Jews, doesn't make it that you're saved. You have to have this born-again experience. But he's laying out this path. This is very gracious of God to do this. Even though the language is difficult and it's mysterious, the way the Spirit works, Jesus likens it to wind. And he says you shouldn't marvel that you have to be born again. But the good news is he lays it out. So when it comes to seeing the kingdom, based on verses 4-8, what we get is seeing the kingdom is a work of the Spirit, and it's preceded by repentance and faith, being born of water and Spirit. So Nicodemus is going to respond, and we'll look at this tomorrow, and basically he's going to say, what does that mean? And Jesus is going to go into greater detail. That's when we're going to get John 3:16. But for now, these first 8 verses of John 3, they help us to understand what it means to see the kingdom. It begins with taking a step based on incomplete knowledge. It requires a new birth from above. And it is a work of the Spirit, preceded by repentance and faith. Amen.